Voilà, là, on a dit tenshu tsumbe ki punsu tsukwa sumre sashi. Adi, anzuki, dati ti juwa chali ya, dik punsu tsumbe ki sumde ti tenpa re sashi, otus chini shuya re.
Good evening. So last week we came out to the e-book version of the text to the top of page 9, where it was, or if you got the paper version, page 11, where it was mentioned that there are three conditions for a text to turn out to be excellent. Three conditions in a composition need to be fulfilled. And those three conditions in relation to the author are that he must be skilled in the five areas of knowledge, that secondly, he must have had a vision of his yidam, and thirdly, that he must have received permission to teach. So those are the three conditions that if any one of them is fulfilled, a text will turn out well. But the Lama Tisha, for him, all three of these were fulfilled.
송규의
The author of our text, the middle stages of graduated development to enlightenment. The author is Lama Tsongkhapa, and this is the middling version. There's also a great and a short version. All three have as their basis the text Lamp on the Path to Enlightenment by Lama Tisha. And as, therefore, Lama Tisha is the author of the foundational text for the three Lamrim texts that Lama Tsongkhapa would later compose. The qualities of Lama Tisha are presented by Lama Tsongkhapa right at the outset of this text.
And the
purpose of this presentation of the qualities of the teacher at the outset of the text is that by ourselves as the readers, we come to recognize the qualities of the author. This will give us a deep trust in what has been composed and an enthusiasm to hear it. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa, at the outset of his middle Lamrim, he has presented the greatness of the author, who you could say is the foundational author of this text, Lama Tisha. Because through hearing about what a remarkable being he was, we will have an enthusiasm to hear about what he had to say, and we'll be open and receptive to what he has presented.
And that in the Delma, the Idem Lee, Casore, She Siva de Dima, Shuore, Tamad. Della, Idem Yisus, so one is a Tetuba less, Pedin Jeva Turjeta, yebi dorje da damji kwebi gyebo dang bowo ji de wangju dang njo enji jin juma so xie sik na wa tobe na minam na yang ngo sum du sa ba da ne ge che wi damji da do sen ba le xie sum ba da ro sa.
Returning to the text where we concluded last week, so in the e-version, page 9, in the printed version, page 11. So you remember there were these three conditions for excellence in composition, and now we come to expand on the second and the third one. So to looking at the text, as for help from personal deities, Naxos praise says, from the glorious Hevajra, from the Trisamayavajra Yurharaja, from heroic Lokasvara, from noble revered Tara and others, you had visions and permissions. Thus in dreams and through direct perception, you perpetually listen to teachings on the holy, profound and vast Dharma.
Tisha
then had visions of Hevajra, Triyasamaya Hararaja, and Lokasvara and Tara. So of those four deities, he had visions.
And
the fourth line, and others, implies is that he had visions of other deities, but these were the four primary ones.
In
the fifth line, we see that Atisha had visions of these primary four deities and others, and also received authorization or permission from them to teach the Dharma, compose text, etc., because of the great benefit that would come to beings.
Tene milam nayang osumdu ane sabadan jachibige an damchue dato senpale sayade. Tati su zane osu ane jik xie si di zane chue shuwa le jizna lame zane chue shuwa. Ane maze ane idam dike xie su idam zane ma chue shuwa ane osu shuwa. Tati ni kubi ni lam yin negao suya naya ane sabadan.
Concludes with thus in dreams and through direct perception. So as we've heard earlier in the presentation, Lama Atisha had visions both in dreams and seeing directly, in other words, not in the dream state, seeing his deities or his yidams directly. And in these interactions, in terms of he would have received explanation on the holy Dharma, on both the profound, in other words, the wisdom realizing on emptiness, the topic of emptiness, as well as on the vast bodhicitta and the various other practices of a bodhisattva. On both of these divisions, the vast and the profound, Lama Atisha received direct guidance in both from directly engaging with these yidams, as well as through his dreams.
Ah,
For example, when Itisha was residing in India, he had a vision of Tara, and Tara said, if you travel to the north, to Tibet, there will be great benefit coming to the teachings if you were to do so. However, should you go to Tibet, whilst there'll be great benefit for the teachings, your life will be shorter than if you choose to stay in India. So this quotation is to deal with how Lama Tisha had visions of his personal deities and received their permissions to teach. Now we come to looking at how he attained the lineages of spiritual instructions. Atisha held numerous lineages of gurus, such as the lineage of the common vehicle and the lineage of the Mahayana, which itself has two, the Paramita Yana and the secret Mantra Yana. He held three lineages in the Paramita Yana, the lineages of the view and of conduct, with the latter having been passed on in two lineages, one from Maitreya and one from Mantragosha. Atisha received both the common lineage and the lineage of the Mahayana. So he received the blessings and the spiritual instructions on the lineages of practitioners of the Hira lineage, of the solitary realizer lineage, and of the Bodhisattva lineage. And
남의 규발라 캐바 투모다 캐바 투모마이 비기 태진 투모메 규바 니에세드 니에스 나 데라 안데 바로도 신비기 캐바당다 캐바 데디디 투모아세디 바로도 신비 캐바당 가소레 니바 캐바 신비 규바 림바데라 데데 남의 규발라 캐바 투모아세데 년데랑 예천주 신비 캐바 투모 냠네리 바디 지셔바지 다 캐바 신비라 그냥도 캐버 침비 님이 좀 봤어야 되라 안 가려요라서네 바로 드신 게 대별함 님이 좀 봤어야 되나 아니 상아 드시 대별함 님이 뭐 니요 니게 규바디 다 조절 요래서 좀 뭐라 님이 좀 봐디
There are many ways to divide up the Buddha's teachings. So here we see specific reference to the common vehicle and the lineage of the Mahayana. And even within that, there are different ways that it can be divided. So one will often hear about the lineages of the three types of practitioners, which are just mentioned, and that's the hearer, solitary realizer, and the bodhisattva. And so this can also be presented as another way to divide would be into the three scopes. So the practitioner of initial capacity, the practitioner of intermediate capacity, and the practitioner of supreme capacity. And another way to divide, for example, the common lineage is by way of path and method to accomplish the path. So there are a number of ways that the Buddha Dharma can be divided. So here we see we have first divided into the lineage of the common vehicle and the lineage of the Mahayana. And then the lineage of the Mahayana has itself two subdivisions, that are the Paramita Yana and the secret mantra yama.
Tangdo sevur chide yulam lama kyube chaba dile chaba tumo ase de chaba tumo ase de nyandye rangje chenje sembo sungge ge nyamlin ge shin ba de. Te di gar yor asna da me ba to be ta wa shirap nyamlin je chimbo sujin sebo junri nyamlin je de ge chasa nyamlin je chaba tumo nyamlin je gor ba. De zo nyamlin ge shin ba de ge chasa an jo chile ten gor ase de ta de chaba tumo ase de nyandye rangje chenje sem
To express it then clearly in relation with our text, the lineage of the common vehicle, we understand this as being the trainings of the practitioners of the three types, hearer, solitary realizer, and bodhisattva. And they'll be practiced because they are practices common to all of them, such as the wisdom realizing selflessness, generosity, ethical restraint, and so forth. So therefore, these practices which are common to the three types of being, hearer, solitary realizer, or the three lineages of hearer, solitary realizer, and bodhisattva, that is what is referred to here as the common lineage.
And then, Tava Chimbigi, Namikibi Rimbatela, ta chaba chimbo de la ne gar yo se ne ta paru du chimbe chaba da sa a du ji te bi ye an chaba su le ni chi wo le ni
then we see the mahayana that lineage has two subdivisions paramita yana and secret mantra yana
on da paru du chimbe te bi ge chaba de la ya an ne ta yu ju ba dan ju bi ju ba se ju bi nyam le ju ba se ni yin si wo le
The perfection or paramita yana, perfection vehicle paramita yana, that itself has two divisions. This isn't explicitly mentioned in the text or in addition. The perfection vehicle has two divisions, that of view and conduct. Paramita Yana, this then has these two divisions of view and conduct. View refers to training in emptiness, cultivating wisdom, realizing emptiness, the correct view. And then conduct refers to all the other trainings, such as cultivating bodhicitta, generosity, ethical restraint, and so forth. And in training in the perfection vehicle, both of these, view and conduct, need to be cultivated. So the perfection vehicle has its two divisions of view and conduct. View can also, as we had earlier, can be referred to as the profound, and conduct can be referred to as the vast. And they came from the Buddha through to differing lineages. So the view, or the profound, came through the lineage of Manjushri, from the Buddha through Manjushri, and the that of conduct, or the vast deeds, that came through from the Buddha through the lineage of Maitreya. Looking then at the lineage from Maitreya, so this is the conduct, or the vast teachings of the Buddha. So the lineage goes from Buddha Shakyamuni through Maitreya to primary students such as Asanga, all the way through to Lama Atisha, who possessed this lineage in its entirety. All the spiritual instructions relating to the vast teachings of the Buddha, the conduct teachings that Lama Atisha came to possess, or to attain those lineages, those spiritual instructions. So what is included then in the conduct lineage is that in order to be, that one needs to generate bodhicitta through reflecting on how all sentient beings want happiness, to be freed of suffering, using that as the basis to cultivate love, compassion, and then bodhicitta. And to generate bodhicitta, in particular, the training of the six causes and one effect method is utilized. So that starts with training in impartiality, and then recognizing all beings as having been one's mother, and so forth. Training to the point where one develops love, compassion, the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility, and bodhicitta. And thereafter, the perfections of generosity, ethical restraint, patience, joyous perseverance, and single-pointed concentration, or the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. So those are all the trainings included within the vast lineage, or the conduct lineage, that went from Buddha Shakyamuni, or goes from Buddha Shakyamuni through Maitreya to Asanga, and on through the lineage lamas to Lama Atisha. And all of these spiritual instructions, the complete lineage, he possessed.
아지진 제베야는 규베데 카레라나 다 덴바산 요즘된 데기 돈안 마 아니 지게 남냠는 게 좀 봐. 손체비디 다 지진 제베 양 덴바산 요즘된 마슈 데네 덴바 지진 제베 양기 데네 마 아니 지게 지가 가서래 남냠는 게 봐. 손도 담보 아니 잠이 지금 가서 다신 냠지기 돈에 잠 다신 냠지고
The second lineage, that of the pure, the profound, so this is as with the conduct lineage, this is within the Paramita Yana. So these are the sutra teachings of the Buddha. So the lineage here goes from Buddha Shakyamuni, his sutra teachings. The lineage goes from Buddha Shakyamuni to Manjushri. And these teachings then are, the again, how to cultivate bodhicitta, but here the method is that of equalizing and exchanging self with others. Thereafter, having generated bodhicitta, independence of the method of equalizing and exchanging self with others, engaging in the perfections of generosity, ethical restraint, patience, joyous perseverance, and single-pointed concentration. Atisha also possessed all the spiritual instructions related to this lineage. So this lineage, too, he possessed completely. The entry to the trainings of the Mahayana Dharma is the cultivation of bodhicitta. And there are two techniques, two methods to cultivate, to generate bodhicitta within one's continuum. So these two different lineages, Atisha possessed them both. All the spiritual instructions completely he possessed. So the one lineage of these Paramita Yana Sutra teachings went from Buddha Shakyamuni through Maitreya to Asanga and on through the lineage lamas to Atisha. This is the method of the six causes and one effect to generate bodhicitta. The second method, that of equalizing and exchanging self for others, this lineage, which went from Buddha Shakyamuni through to Manjushri, to Nagarjuna, Shantideva, and through the lineage to Atisha. This entire lineage of spiritual instructions, Atisha also possessed. Therefore, both techniques for cultivating bodhicitta, Atisha possessed the lineages of them both.
Ne paru chibi nyamne jia lam kaha ru shu yu sara samsang di yu kaha yu ma jibu jigya le 진배냠네 딜레
Here, what one should be clear of is whilst they are these two different lineages coming from Buddha Shakyamuni, they shouldn't be seen as two distinct, separate paths. That is not the case. Because they, both of them have so much in common. They both are techniques for generating bodhicitta based on the arisal of love and compassion. And having generated bodhicitta, engaging in the practices of generosity and so forth. The only difference between the two is the two lineages is two different techniques to generate bodhicitta. That's the difference. But they are not two separate, distinct paths because so much they share in common. It's just the one, the lineage from Maitreya, is the technique for generating bodhicitta, the six causes and one effect method, and the lineage from Shakyamuni through Manjushri. There, it's a technique of equalizing, exchanging self with others to generate bodhicitta. So just two different techniques for generating bodhicitta. Thereafter, they are the same. Looking here at the text, he held three lineages in the Paramitayana, the lineages of the view and of conduct. I've been speaking thus far about conduct, which has its two subdivisions. That's how one gets to three lineages of the Paramitayana. The view being one, and then there are two of conduct. Conduct again being the cultivation of bodhicitta and the first five perfections. Then in terms of view, Atisha also possessed this lineage in its entirety. And the lineage of the view also comes from Buddha Shakyamuni, his sutra teachings through Manjushri and Nagarjuna through the lineage lamas to Atisha. And the view is essential because the lineage or engaging in the vast trainings or the trainings of conduct, these alone will not lead to enlightenment because they do not sever the afflictions from their root, the afflictions and their seeds from their root. One has to also cultivate the wisdom realizing emptiness. Therefore, the perfection of wisdom is what is meant by the view. And that lineage, from Buddha Shakyamuni through Manjushri and Nagarjuna, the lineage of the perfection of wisdom, this was also held by Acisha completely.
So in presenting the meaning of the conduct lineage of the Paramitayana, I explained how there are those two subdivisions, where there's the lineage that comes from Manjushri and the one that comes from Maitreya, and I explained that the difference between them is solely in terms of the technique for the generation of bodhicitta. And then in terms of the lineage of the view, I mentioned how this comes from Manjushri through to Nagarjuna and onto Acisha. So that is what how we usually present this. But here, just to add, don't make the mistake of thinking the lineage of the view was solely coming through Manjushri, and that the perfection of wisdom was only presented by Manjushri and Nagarjuna and other masters in that lineage. The view was also presented by Maitreya and Asanga and so forth. But when we talk about the lineage of the view, we tend to turn towards Manjushri and Nagarjuna and so forth, because in their teachings, in particular that of Nagarjuna's, he explicitly clarified the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. He wrote about the perfection, or clarified the meaning of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras in a way that is unparalleled, unrivaled. So therefore, when we think of the lineage of the view, what comes to mind will be Manjushri, Nagarjuna, and so forth, that lineage. But the view was also taught by Maitreya, Jirasangha, and other lamas in that lineage. But in texts such as the Ornament of Clear Realization, there the view is not explicitly taught, but implicitly taught. So therefore, one needs to, maybe you could say, read between the lines, look for the view presented at a deeper, more hidden, non-explicit manner. So therefore, in the teachings from Maitreya, one will find the view presented, but only implicitly, not primarily explicitly, but rather primarily implicitly. Whereas, again, the teachings from Nagarjuna, there he explicitly and primarily taught the view. That being said, Nagarjuna also did teach presented the conduct side of teachings, the vast side of the teachings as well. But his primary focus was that on clarifying the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. So therefore, In brief, both lineages present view and conduct, but the lineage from Manjushri and Nagarjuna explicitly, as well as primarily, focused on clarifying the perfection of wisdom, the view, and therefore that's who we call to mind on the view side of teachings. And on the conduct side, this was explicitly and primarily presented in the Maitreya Asanga lineage, although the view was implicitly presented too.
So therefore, when you call to mind these lineages, be aware that both lineages taught both vast and the profound. But when you, for example, you call Nagarjuna to mind, what texts tend to come to mind is the text Fundamental Wisdom or Root Wisdom. This is what tends to come to mind when we think of Nagarjuna, the foundational text where he clarified the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. But he did so there, and that's a text then on the profound teachings of the Buddha. But he also taught the vast or the conduct side of the teachings in texts such as Letter to a Friend, or which we taught here some years ago, or Precious Garland. So he did teach the conduct teachings, but he's primarily known for his wisdom teachings, his profound teachings. And similarly with Maitreya, in his text, Ornaments of Clear Realizations. When we think of Maitreya, that is the text that comes to mind, and in there, he explicitly presents the conduct side of the path, the vast teachings. But within that, in a hidden manner, emptiness was also taught. So therefore, both lineages present the vast and the profound, but with the lineage from Maitreya, what primarily comes to mind, because it was explicitly taught, are the conduct side of the teachings, the vast side of the teachings. And with Nagarjuna, again, whilst he taught both the vast and the profound, it's the profound that primarily comes to mind, because this is what he was most renowned for, and his teachings
on fundamental wisdom, of fundamental wisdom, is what clarified best, the or most clearly, the perfection of wisdom sutras.
On that, the Sangha, you by Lam Jim Nijin, but that the Masanya Chen Maji, and the two Sinit Tam Gibi, Tamaja, Parma Chabadia, George Leores, Chita Dinia, Sangha Layan, you by Lukunga Dang, Shaya, and Jupiti Cuba, and Chileb Cuba, Tamga Nosso Cuba or Soba, you by Dumada Dishes.
Continuing in the text, in the secret Manchayana, he had received five types of transmission, as well as many other lineages, such as the lineage of tenants, the lineage of blessings, the lineage of various instructions. Lineage of secret Manchayana. This also came from Buddha Shakyamuni. And as we see here, Lama Tisha possessed complete lineages of transmission, five types of transmission, as well as many other lineages, as mentioned here. So it would refer to, it also would include the complete lineages of practices associated with Gyur Samaja, Yamantaka, and others. So, and all of this then originally was taught by Buddha Shakyamuni, and these lineages were possessed completely by Lama Atisha
too.
When we see here, as well as many other lineages, so we can understand, I mentioned, for example, Gyur Samaja, Yamantaka, also Haruka, but there will be also those that now we more associate with different schools of Tibetan Buddhism. So these lineages of mantra, tantra, Atisha possessed and transmitted.
So not
the different lineages of associated with Tibetans, varying Tibetan schools, because those divisions were only clarified later. But we can rather relate to it as lineages relating, to, as I mentioned, to Gyur Samaja, Yamantaka, Haruka, and also deities such as Kalachakra.
Musu Sembigi Lama said the Lama Gates and the Chi Musu Shuyaga Lama de Ye, Ganeskana Yoresine, Dubalia, Georgia, Dubopit, Duben, and Lacariosna. Dodo Timbi Lamani, Shendi Bada, Selling Baasage. And Bada Bodhi Yana Shiris, Murup Toba, Mombotam, Chevro Duni, Lurup Ne, Gine, Chidu Yubai, Sabatan, Jachebe,
The text continues. The gurus from whom he heard instructions directly are mentioned in the praise. The gurus you always relied on were the many who had accomplished cities, Santipa, Selingpa, Bhadra Bodhi, Yanashri. In particular, you held the profound and vast instructions that had passed from one to another all the way from Nagarjuna. So, independent of what I've just presented, then the meaning of this quotation should be quite clear. So here we see some of Atisha's primary teachers, of which Selingpa to us is the most well known, and then we see there that he, in particular, you held the profound and vast instructions. So this we've heard before. The profound refers to the profound view, the wisdom the cultivation of the wisdom realizing emptiness, and the vast refers to all the other practices, such as the cultivation of bodhicitta, generosity, and so forth. And these lineages were possessed by Atisha. It is well known that Atisha had 12 gurus who had attained siddhis and many others too. So here Lama Tsongkhapa is referring to the 12 famous teachers that Atisha had, and referencing that he was known to also have many teachers in addition to them. The text continues, it has already been explained that he was learned in the five areas of knowledge. The paragraph concludes, for all these reasons, this master was able to establish the victor's intention skillfully. All these reasons, so this refers to what we've looked at tonight and also what we looked at in our last session last weekend. So the verse at the top, or the paragraph at the top of page 9, we're referring to, there are three conditions for excellence in the composition of a text clarifying the sage's intention. And that paragraph ends with, the great Atisha possessed all three. So now we've looked at those three. First being that he was learned in the five areas of knowledge, which were language, logic, craft, medicine, and the Buddha Dharma, and then that he had visions of personal deity, so if you looked at that in the first quotation, and from them that he received the permissions to teach, and permissions to teach. So therefore, Lama Atisha possessed completely all the qualifications that are required for texts to be of great benefit.
Lama Tsongkhapa is presenting the foundation for us to have trust in what he is going to compose. Because he's presenting some of the many qualities of the author of the foundational text, or the source text, Lamp on the Path. And here he's encouraging us to recognize some of these many great qualities of Lama Atisha, so that we can have confidence in the foundational text, and therefore the text that we are going to be engaging with now over some years. Because by recognizing how great the foundational teacher is, we can understand that he trained his own mind in the way that he laid out in his text, Lamp on the Path. And therefore, if such training led to him attaining such remarkable results, it will for us as well. Therefore, we should abandon any doubts, any hesitations, and rather open ourselves and be receptive to what will be presented in this text. Because what's presented here is the complete and unmistaken way that we should train our minds in the correct sequence of trainings, so as to bring about the results that we desire, that of complete enlightenment.
누르요 말해서 매일 김장 가려서나 남아 먹부전에 쉬 쉬바래서 담아지게 찾아 주 쉬제 쉬바래서 아니 대야 아니 먹부 법조 로 먹부 로전 리빈에 안가라 캐바 차바래서 캐바 차와 맞아 냠는 제발에 때네 소수교 또보규레 이담시 레시시 바래서 지금 숨게 나와 토도요래서 지금 되니까 너기네요 말해서 자디 다 부이다고 된지디 남아 부이다고 인자 남의 뒤에 준비, 땡지 때 부이다고 용구를 했은 거. 달라면 부이다고 그래. 세상, 남아야 또가 채워야 한다. 가르쳐 말해. 세상, 남이 너를 싸워주니 말해. 되지? 냠내지는 소수일라. 네 판도 용구를 했어야지. 더 나이지 순거로 와.
What we also see here is the Lama Tsongkhapa. In his rendering of Lama Atisha's biography in brief, he's showing us how we should train as well. For example, we see that Lama Atisha possessed so many lineages of spiritual instructions. And this is of great importance, that one receives spiritual instructions or pith instructions from one's teachers. And one needs to do so over a sustained period so that these instructions are complete, and from a skilled teacher so that they are free of fault. Because without receiving this training, these spiritual instructions, no matter how much one meditates, one will not gain realization, will certainly not gain profound realization. And this is the example that Atisha presented in the way he lived his life, as well as all the other great lamas. And moreover, we can see that Atisha wasn't an ordinary person. He made great effort over his life, becoming skilled in the five areas of knowledge through relying on many teachers. And not only did he acquire knowledge, but because he had so many visions, both in his dreams and directly, we know he had integrated the teachings on a profound level, and thereby was having direct engagement with his yidams, and his yidams were through granting him permission or authorization to teach and to compose. We can also have confidence not just in his knowledge, but that he had integrated that knowledge to a profound level within his mind. And therefore, we can have great confidence in the foundational text, that of Lamp on the Path, knowing that it is free of error. Because if I were to write a text, for sure, there would be errors in the text. And if people were to try and rely on something that I had written, because there were errors, it would impede their realization. Whereas what Lama Atisha has written here, this is completely free of error. And we can see this from his biography, relied on many teachers, made great effort over many years, and he transformed his mind, hence visions throughout his life, and receiving permission and instructions. So those three qualities. And therefore, because the Lama, the foundational text, is of such great quality, we can have confidence in his spiritual instructions. And we can, when hesitation or doubt or apprehension arises in our mind, we can dispel that, open ourselves, and in this way, we too will transform our minds.
On that day, the Dangaranjuki Jojiki, that Nichiki Yundan Cheshu, Dinedi Yanganzuya, Namda Duchine, Jerem Changanzu, Dinedi Yundan Yoreseji, Sung Yundu, Dangaranjuki Wane, Dangaranjuki, Sosogi, Nichiki, Samna Tayagi, Sosuli, Kevin Lag, Sosugi, Yamlin Jagalia, this kind of some Dangorilana. だでにげ南大で上地げ南大で地が地パ強いんでかぶらおだ上地せやでもねべまさげじけろ盲部人りやあの貴様ごんすんじゃ南蛮蒙部店じけでにげとこぐらけいだんれしやしあのじけ南大でパマちょくんじゅんばちべでにげ送でじげばでべませんもねらね差遅ぼちだあのじけ the Dinig Ansu Tanaria, Dinig Yamin Najene, Janju Lambring Ansulia, Chick Chetu Soma, the Pema, the Kitchen Chimbore, Sadi, George Elia, Chick Nuyendin Delia, and the Chisu Irancia, and the George Elia, Devachia, and the George Elia, and Ansuki, Chick Kitchen Chimansulia, Kitchen Chimbore, Kitchen Chisu Tadi, and the Dustin Sam Dangwai, Chagor, Dangu, Dangu,
the purpose for Jetapiche presenting so clearly, and but in brief, Lama Tisha's many great qualities is that through getting to know Lama Tisha through the biography, we come to understand how he studied, engaged in study, reflection, and meditating intensely over many years, relying on many teachers, resulting in him receiving visions from his yidams, and thereby also permissions, authorizations from his yidams to teach and propagate the Dharma. And therefore, we can know that Atisha was no ordinary being. We can then rejoice in his great efforts, generate an appreciation for his great efforts that he engaged in, not solely for his own betterment, but for the betterment of us, of all sentient beings. Therefore, we can rejoice at our own good fortune, recognize how truly fortunate we are to have encountered a text such as this.
Jingewa le che su hiran che ya da, an de le ya de ba che ya, an de ne ke din che su che, an de ne je ne, dang e ne ya, na juwa che ki, ndu che ne, che ke na wa, che ke du che na wa na xin, e ne ya, de ne ke nyam le che tu ba chi yin san pe ke, an de ke na tu jun pa che ya da, de ne ke nyam le che tu ya le ya, an che ke la ma yi tam de ke, jing yi la pro che se pe, an che la du che na, ke ya da an tu du che na sam tang go lo wa.
Moreover, how we should also all relate to this is rejoicing in the qualities of Lama Atisha, in our good fortune at having encountered this text, and having an open and receptive attitude. We should generate the aspiration, I will train just like these great masters. They are my role models. I want to turn out like they have, and therefore I will apply myself just like they did. Then we can turn to our lamas for their blessings, for the blessings of these entire lineages, so that we can, there's this aspiration that we give rise to, that this can settle within us, and we can apply ourselves consistently to transform our minds through engaging in hearing, reflecting, and meditating.
で、その後どうしてね、ちくま、せしえなん、なんでべ、ま、せけてんちんぼれ。じろん、じじえるみちょころんぎ、にゃんれんな、あんにゃんれんなんや、まずりゃ、あんち、にゃんれんちょごれ、せてまずりゃ、どうしてのろでんなんで、ちょうちぎどうしてね、どうすきけしゅうゆんでんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてん ที่นี่ที่นั่นจะจังจู่ลำรุ่นจิบุตาเวนังอะไรจะเกิดที่เจียจังยาจะที่นั่นเดี๋ยวอาจจะอยากว่าจะกู้ทุกอย่างมาเลยยามนี้เรียนบัดดีตัดตาเสียเสียบุษชาชาทุกมาเลยแต่จะเจริญมาชีกิตเลยลำรุ่นเนี่ยจริงนานมาดูชินเสียเสียน่าจริงลำรุ่นอยู่ตอนนั้นยามนี้เรียนบัดดีอันตัวนานไปมาสิเกิดเช่นเช่นบ่ได้จิ๋วจีเกิดเช่นเช่นบ่ยี่สิบเอ็ดเดือนจริญมาเชื่อเลยอันนี้จิ๋วเดี๋ยวบัดดังอันนี้ยังก็จะที่ George 제년 chingyen jebi ki dunda nyingbo tila nanzo samlo rungji dushi na ngana shasang dangu korwa da dine ki dang tuba ina ta ngana zuge jike jesu iran kia, deba kia rangi di nyamlin jedu dunba kia chasang ta gaya cha gore ngana zu gyuli ya ta nyamlin nyamlin sedi namdar lobi ki nyamlin jedi dushi na samda cha korwa
So furthermore, also through what we already know of Lama Tsongkhapa's life, we can see that what he is doing here is inspiring us to practice like Lama Atisha did, which is what Lama Tsongkhapa himself did. He was the living embodiment of someone who looked at Lama Atisha and said, "You attained the perfect result, I will train just like you did." And he lived his life also, engaging in extensive hearing, reflecting and meditating, relying on many great teachers and so forth, just like Lama Atisha. So we see here the examples of the lineage lamas. They don't all just point to a foundational teacher such as Lama Atisha and say, "Be like him." They themselves live the life of the student, emulating their role model, their teachers. So here we can recognize this is how the great masters of the lineage all train. Now we can turn our mind to a Lama Tsongkhapa, just like Lama Atisha, recognizing their tremendous kindness, that they set out as such perfect examples for us to later emulate. For example, Lama Tsongkhapa, he is composing of the middle Lamrim. He didn't do this for his own benefit. He did this for the benefits of his students and later generations of students. He did so as to make the meaning of the lamp on the path as clear as possible for his students and subsequent generations. So here we can generate a sense of appreciation for what he has done, recognizing his tremendous kindness. And also, towards Lama Atisha, to Lama Tsongkhapa, we can generate an openness, a trust, in committing that I will follow their example. In the same way that Lama Atisha presented this example of how to live a life, and Lama Tsongkhapa followed that example, I too will act like him and all the other great lamas in the lineage, and I will also do my very best to engage in what remains of this life, to hear, to reflect, and to meditate. So this is the purpose of the biography. This is why Lama Tsongkhapa included it here at the outset of the text. So for us, all of us, myself included, we rejoice in the qualities of these great beings, and through the resulting faith and aspiration that arises, commit to train our minds to live our life just like they did. So then is how to relate to what we've looked at tonight and over the preceding classes. Tomorrow we'll conclude this section looking in brief at some of the great students that Atisha had, both in India and then in Tibet. So there's still some time. So if you have questions, then please feel free to ask.
I'd like to clarify something on the last paragraph on page 9. Okay. Just want to present it that the teacher had numerous lineages, just the lineage of the common people and the lineage of the Mahayana. I just want to check my understanding, because something kind of doubt just now. So the lineage of the Mahayana, that's separate, but the common people, my understanding is it's the hero and the solitary realizer. But of course the Bodhisattva does practice those, but the Bodhisattva's paths or lineage is not part of the common people.
So the question then is relating to the last paragraph at the bottom, page 9. So it was said that the common vehicle includes all three types of practitioner, hero, solitary realizer, and bodhisattva. Is that the case? Is the bodhisattva included in the common vehicle? Is it just the hero and the solitary realizer?
My understanding is that a bodhisattva practices those things, but it's made up of the lineages of
here. So my understanding is that the bodhisattva practices the common vehicle, but the common vehicle is made up of the practices of a here and solitary realizer.
Or the lineage
of the here and solitary realizer. Okay. Yeah, there's a different
lineage in practice, right?
Tumo wa se di, nyan duye dang rangye izhwa, chidang nyamlin jeye yu kari zine kasa tumo wa se jishaya maro, kari nyamlin tumo wa se nyamlin bha jya gurwa, chidang tumo wa nyamlin shio de, rangye dang, jan yu senpa jibu ma yinpa nyan duye dang rangye jiya nyamlin jio goya disi gurwa, jie goya disi gurwa. Tumo wa se di, tumo wa jala la dang tumo wa se, mi chigla tumo wa la ya maro wa, chidang jala jile tumo wa se shi gurwa, chidang da tumo wa nyamlin jimba la yu du, nyan duye dang rangye di jiya, jan yu senpa ki,
将军先把将将买一把，你们钱买一把，年头的让姐姐让你们结婚的，是的，那你妈怎么的哟？来说说，其实的，那那的刚才出毛说的，你的年头的让姐想那你给我的这个年龄钱，出毛年龄人把说的，刚才的年头的让姐些，第一个年龄钱过过的，姐姐给人把的，将军先把将将买一把。
这岁个年龄结婚的，人把就吐毛的了，过来。第个人来呢，人把出生时把准备三天写了不给的。你将就什么结婚给年龄结婚嘛的，年头的让姐也年龄结婚过来是不是？其实他吐毛年龄结婚的是呢，岁年龄，刚说岁年龄结婚的是年头也让姐年龄结婚的是。吐毛是的，个人吐毛的，是的，年龄一把男的过活的，做吐毛的。第岁结婚将就先把将将买的。
Yes, your understanding is correct. That what is included in the common vehicle, is that right? In the common vehicle is the practices that are in common between the hero, solitary realizer, and bodhisattva. So these would be the what is in common is the practices. So that is what's referred to as the common vehicle. And these are the practices of the hero and solitary realizer that the bodhisattva would also then engage in. So practices such as generosity and so forth. So yes, as you question.
Yeah.